Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. A legal victory for the Dave McCormick campaign as ballots are being recounted in the U.S. Senate race here in Pennsylvania. The state Supreme Court issues a ruling clarifying that any mail-in or absentee ballots that don't meet the election code cannot be counted. As KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwort reports, the ruling comes as bickering between campaigns, political parties, and election officials heat up.
The order from the Pennsylvania Supreme Court's directed at all 67 counties in Pennsylvania, but specifically names Philadelphia, Montgomery, and Bucks counties. In a 4-3 decision, the state's highest court says all counties must comply with its prior rulings that any mail-in or absentee ballots that do not have the correct date and signature on the declaration on the outside of the envelope cannot be counted. While the Pennsylvania Supreme Court's ruled on the issue before, county boards of elections cited confusion following a lower state court ruling that directed undated ballots in a Philadelphia special election to be counted. In a concurring opinion, Justice Kevin Brobson says he agrees with the decision, but specifically singles out Philadelphia, Bucks, and Montgomery counties, saying he wants to make it clear local elections officials understand, in his words, they do not have the authority to ignore election code provisions they believe are unconstitutional. The issues heated up in the past week as remaining ballots are counted in the U.S. Senate race is separate by about 0.25%, with Republican Dave McCormick holding about an 18,000-vote lead over incumbent Democrat Bob Casey. At the Suburban Bureau, Jim Melwort, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
There will not be a SEPTA strike in the suburbs. The union that represents hundreds of workers who run the bus routes in the suburbs with the trolleys and the Norristown high-speed line will remain on the job, even though their contract expired last night. Like SEPTA's city workers, they will continue to negotiate with the transit agency for now. We get the update from KYW's Mike DiNardo.
Transport Workers Union Local 234 President Brian Pollitt says no strike yet while talks toward a new contract continue. He says given SEPTA's uncertain financial future, Local 234 and SEPTA have agreed it'll be a one-year deal. And he says while SEPTA is piloting ballistic enclosures for bus drivers, salary increases remain a sticking point.
Some progress is being made with the safety and security issues. We're still in the holding pattern over raises.
Pollitt says his union, which represents 5,000 workers who operate buses, trolleys, the Broad Street Line, and the L, has been talking about a possible joint strike with District Council 33, the city's blue-collar workers union, as well as Smart Local 1594, the suburban drivers union.
We're all public sector brothers and sisters, so we're still in talks.
In Old City, Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Ongoing drought conditions in New Jersey have led a major water supplier in the state to issue a conservation mandate. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty has the story.
Reservoir levels are way below normal, and New Jersey American Water says something must be done to ensure we don't experience a catastrophic shortage. President Mark McDonough says they use the term mandate to signify the seriousness of the situation and that there isn't an enforcement mechanism for the company.
We have good customers who are generally very environmentally focused. So when we use that somewhat more dramatic language, we just get their attention. It gets in their consciousness better.
He says most of the adjustments we can make are pretty simple.
We would ask people to shut down irrigation. We would ask that they use their dishwasher only when it's full.
And he says taking shorter showers and shutting off the water when brushing your teeth also helps. Without any significant rainfall in the forecast, these conditions are expected to drag on for the foreseeable future, and McDonough says it'll take months of normal rainfall to fix it. So far, state officials have held off on issuing a drought emergency, which would include additional restrictions on water usage. At the South Jersey Bureau, Mike Daugherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The week before Thanksgiving is National Hunger and Homelessness Awareness Week. KYW community impact reporter Raquel Williams caught up with the folks at Broad Street Love, which has partnered with area businesses for a week of food and fellowship.
With Philadelphia being America's poorest big city and many surviving on an average salary of $15,000 a year, Larry Downey, director of development for Broad Street Love, says people are in need and treating them with humanity is what they do.
From folks that are unhoused and to the working poor, and the work that we do is really aimed at stabilizing situations and ensuring that those folks have the, you know, the foundations in place needed so that they can thrive.
Downey says the goal is to be a community for people to find connections and feel the support of what he calls radical hospitality.
You know, we really want to learn about people and their background, because what that does is it builds a relationship and it builds trust and it reminds folks that they have value just because of who they are.
Broad Street Love will host a week-long kitchen takeover, inviting local chefs to run the kitchen and dining room for their daily lunch service to serve over 400 guests each day for a sit-down lunch.
We've got Executive Chef Paul Zielinski from Winkle. He's doing a beef bolognese and pasta. We've got Chef Adam Beats from Elwood Restaurant. And what he's serving for our guests is an open-faced turkey sandwich.
The lunches are always open to the public with no questions asked. Raquel Williams, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.